Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Heather El Tapio with Entrepreneurial Excellence for Women Radio Show. We're looking at testing out a new format, so I'd love to get your feedback on what you think about that. What we're looking at doing is focusing a little bit more in on women in business. Part of the reason for this decision is what I've been talking about in the past, which happens to do with the WIN, Women in Information Network, and Global Women Summit events. So to really help support the initiative that I'm doing internationally, it just kind of made sense to format the radio show on a more clear focus. Doesn't mean I won't interview men on the show. I don't like to prejudice or segregate in any manner. So don't worry if that's a concern. If you're a business owner, get out there and give me a call, and we'll see about getting you some additional PR. So today is July 4th. Welcome, everyone, to this great holiday celebration. I've elected to participate at least for a half hour today to get some content out there. And I wanted to highlight some of the events that I've been participating in locally. We're here in Columbus, Ohio, and I had the great and wonderful pleasure of going to an event Friday night. I know we've had some very unique adventures here in Columbus, Ohio. The big storm that came in Friday knocked out power. People are still without power. And, you know, I want to give some hope and prayers and out to those individuals that are still struggling with their heat, with food, resources, and that nature. There's an organization out there called the Senior Roundtable that will absolutely, if you look it up online, has a whole plethora of resources to access, as well as, obviously, Clintonville Resource Center, Salvation Army, those organizations. So, you know, if you're looking for resources, you can get to your local library. In fact, the old Worthington Library here off 161 is open today from noon until 6 p.m. And so that's a cool place where you can get some AC, computer, internet connection, and obviously access to many, many resources. So a couple of things. I wanted to talk a little bit about American women in business and their history and, you know, kind of where they came from and see, you know, what local women in business have been doing in Columbus, Ohio. So if I look it up online, Women in Business Columbus, Ohio, there's some great organizations out there. So grab a pen and some paper, and I will do my best to post the information on our chat line. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/withinsight and log in and be part of our chat room. You can also call into the show if you're listening. Our show call-in number is 646-595-3440. And, you know, happy to answer questions about business, things that you're curious about. If you just have something you want to say. At this point, I know most people are out at a parade. They are either at the lake, swimming with friends, picnics, all kinds of fun stuff. So, you know, I didn't want to keep you long today, but I definitely wanted to be consistent and try to get some feedback on the new format of the show. If you feel we should stay Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, or if you like Entrepreneurial Excellence in Women, for Women. So kind of playing with some names. There's a gentleman out there that's got a similar radio show topic in New York and has asked me to cease and desist my show, which, you know, I've been doing this for 2.5 years as well, in the Columbus, Ohio area. So, you know, it's all divine. There is no competition in my reality. I believe that there is plenty of opportunity out there. And globally, nationally, internationally, I have plenty of ideas. I don't have to worry about not being able to come up with something new, unique, and different to support others on their journey for entrepreneurship. So what I'd like to do now is talk a little bit about what happened on Friday at the Women's Fund of Central Ohio. I don't know about you, but I absolutely adore comedy. And so when my friend invited me to see Whoopi Goldberg, I jumped at the chance. And I really didn't know what the purpose of the gathering was prior to attending. And, you know, traffic was a mess. All the lights were out. It took me an hour to get down Morse Road and High Street to the Peace House, which is a nonprofit that supports non-denominational gatherings and healing and Reiki and empowerment for anyone. A great organization, peacehousecolumbus.org. And you can rent the community room. You can rent the massage table room. And there's also another office. So if you're interested, just, you know, click on the website and give them a call. And get some inexpensive space that goes to a good charity. So what I'd like to do is take a 30-second break, and we'll be right back. Okay, go lie down right now.
You are listening to withinsightsradio.com and withinsights.com, your free online holistic publication resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders.
Okay, we're back. I was testing some of our cool little techie breaks here that are in our back studio and trying to get my dogs away from my lunch that I didn't have a chance to eat before I got on the air. So, you know, we're filming at my home studio right now and plan on opening up another location so I don't have dog disturbances. But, you know, this serves purposes for now. Especially in the middle of the day when I've been working on Facebook and connecting to people and other things. So appreciate you participating today. What we were doing before the break is I was sharing my gratitude and being part of the event at the Arena Grand and the Women's Fund with Whoopi Goldberg. So I have some video clips that I'll be posting on the Entrepreneurial Excellence fan page on Facebook. So please join and become a fan. We'll get to that link in a little bit. And, you know, check out some other fun stuff. The gentleman that took me is my client and friend, Larry Meyer, and he has edited, I guess is better, a movie called The Scarf Assassin. So I'm going to put the link out here on our Facebook fan page to the event because we are going to be hosting an international web screening of The Scarf Assassin on the 21st of July, 1 p.m. Eastern. It is a great message, unique opportunity to see the movie for yourself, get involved in some chat room discussion, and support something great, which would be independent films and inspiration and artists. So we're looking forward to have some fun interaction on that day. So I wanted to thank him for being a sponsor for today's show, for taking me to the Women's Fund. So I'm going to read about the Women's Fund. It was founded in 2001. It is transforming the lives of women and girls by mobilizing the collective power and passion of all women working together. We can agree that when women get together, we come up with some amazing ideas. We nurture each other, we support each other, and we inspire others. And we do get things accomplished, and I think that's amazing. So the Women's Fund helps promote social change by growing women's philanthropy and making grants to programs that promise positive social change and expand opportunities for women and girls. They serve Delaware County, Fairfield, Franklin, Licking, Madison, Pickaway, and Union, giving voice and visibility to more than 800,000 women and girls in Central Ohio. I think that's wonderful. They have given out 126 grants to organizations totaling $1.6 million. And, you know, this is kind of a new journey for me. I've always been involved as a woman in business for the last 16 years, connecting and networking. And I'm very, you know, awe-inspired right now with the direction my journey is taking and the opportunities that are unfolding for myself and other women in business and the greater impact we can have on supporting so many families, girls, boys, men, women, locally, nationally, and internationally. And that's the mission that I am wrapping my heart around and working on some really cool and fun, unique things. My new partner in crime, Deanna Martin of Net Social Mojo, is helping out with this project. Trina Johnson of Success Point Consulting is also been instrumental in supporting these groups. And obviously Paula Felonstone, who is the founder of the Women's Information Network and Global Women's Summit. And her vision is so big, and it's definitely something that I'm excited to be a part of. You know, it's been very interesting recognizing that there's definitely a greater purpose to this lifetime. And a lot of us just float along doing that J-O-B, and, you know, that's okay. What we don't know is what we don't know. But the minute you get that nudge or that inkling that there's something else out there, it is an amazing opportunity to do something about it. And I feel the calling, and I am open-minded to what my purpose and passion and path is being directed towards. So I'm very excited about that. I know that there's so many people out there in pain and fear, and we're all connected, we're all one, and it's definitely a wonderful opportunity to get in the trenches and do some good work. Very excited for the direction things are going with that. And not going to spill the beans yet because we don't have everything up and together for local programs, but we are planning that out in the next week or so, and we will launch that on next week's radio show. We've got some great guests coming up in the future that I'd like to share with you. Last week we had a good show. We had Robert Reed, author of Cool, Smooth, Suave Me. We had Amber Klein and Aaliyah Joseph as women in business, home-based business, actually, called Body by V. And we'll have Larry Myers on for an exclusive interview prior to the screening. So that's going to be probably the 18th, as well as a highlight on the 11th. So, you know, Robert is, you know, committed to helping do preventative measures, get kids off drugs. Terry Manrique, another fabulous woman in business, the parent coach who's got 20-plus years experience in the educational system and working with families to create better lines of communication and ease stress. So I'm going to have the two of them on and hopefully a couple other guests to talk about what's going on in the community locally with families, nationally and internationally, and how they, their perception and their efforts are tweaking that and making a difference. So that's going to be really a good radio show. We'll be doing a live video conferencing event for that as well. So you'll be able to tap in and watch it on a video as well as, you know, tap into the radio show. So we're working on a lot of cool things here at Entrepreneurial Excellence and using the Talk Fusion platforms as well to get that information out. And, you know, just grateful for today. We've got some organizations that do a lot of good work locally. So I'm going to read some of the partners that participated in the Women's Fund event on Friday. And, you know, there's a lot of good people out there in Columbus, Ohio. And I think it's a great town and city to be a part of. I travel as much as I can. I love to experience life. And, you know, going out to other places, sometimes you're glad you went, and sometimes you're glad you know where you live. So, you know, don't take life for granted. You know, because there's a lot of opportunity out there that can help make your life happy or pleasant. There's really, in my opinion, no major purpose in continuing to hold on to your sadness and your fear. And if that's where you're at, that's where you're at, and that's okay. I'm not here to judge you. I just want to offer that, you know, it is a choice. It is an opportunity to step out of that. And when you find your divine purpose, it makes it so much easier. I know, you know, a lot of times if I'm sad and depressed and looking for something to do, I volunteer. Find people that are in worse shape than you because they're out there. Trust me, you know, and it helps to put perspective on your life when you actually get an opportunity to give back and do something about it and step out of your comfort zone or your sadness and depression and, you know, get there somewhere else. So there's a couple of people in this that I know, which is kind of exciting. These are some great women that I've had the pleasure of working with. One of them is Mary B. Rileto of Dames Bond, which is an amazingly fun women's networking group. She's such a great lady. She's doing great things. She's spent many years supporting and educating people on mental health. And, you know, I'm very excited to see that she's in this program and being honored. Dames Bond LLC is proud to honor every woman who exemplifies what it is to be a dame, a woman who strives to help other women thrive. Collectively, when we take our responsibility seriously, with action steps in place, we'll see social and economic equality in this lifetime. Here's the catch, I love this, when dames bond, dames thrive. So great organization that you can be a part of. There's chapters around the country now. So if you're not local to Columbus, Ohio, and there isn't one in your area, contact the organization and absolutely get one started. Renee Delane is, you know, a person who is also being honored. So let's, you know, thank her. She's with an organization called Women Who Dare. So, you know, there's a lot of great women out there who are helping coordinate not only their future, their family's future, but the community's future. And I think that it's time for us as women to step up the plate and take a stand. I know that the Women's Information Network, who's created the Global Women's Summit, has three big questions out there. And this is why I'm excited to tap into some of my local community and, you know, participate and find who is out there making a difference. Men are making a difference too. Absolutely. It is the divine feminine prime, though. And we are empowered and positioned to get some things done and bring in some more heart-loving energy to the experience. I know some very amazing men who are balanced in their divine feminine and care greatly for, you know, empowering other people. John Morris is doing some amazing missionary work locally and internationally, and I'm so grateful to have him as an inspiration and a role model to help me with coordinating some of these international efforts. So I just want to throw some questions out to those of you who are listening or going to play this back. How do you want women's roles to be strengthened for increased peace and development in this community? So that community being, you know, Central Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, in the nation, the United States, Canada, and so on, and globally in the world. So ask yourself that question, and, you know, we'll see what kind of results we gather over the next, I don't know, several years of the WINS decision to keep this movement thriving internationally. We're taking the statistics, the data, the answers to the United Nations to give women a voice and so on. So it's very exciting. And, you know, everybody's out there looking for a dream, and by rightly so, they should. So if you have questions or ideas or comments, you can put them in the chat box. You can give us a call on our guest call-in line, which is 646-595-3440. And I didn't plan a guest for July 4th. I had some ideas. I had some people. But, you know, I felt like it was a good time to just have a conversation with the audience and honor what's going on internationally and locally here in the community. The next woman I got to meet her at our Columbus, Ohio Global Women's Summit is Crystal Gifford of the Empowered Wealth Network, LLC. Empowered Wealth Network would like to honor all of the women who have taken a stand for their financial independence, created a path to abundance, and led the way for other women to do as well. We honor your courage, tenacity, and power in your quest to make the world a better place, starting with your own, reaching out to those who require support to create your own wealthy life. May you continue to be blessed in your wealth journey. So, you know, another great person that I got to meet. Again, you know, the Women's Fund, you can go there online you know, tap into your local community leaders and help support them. You know, now is our time to take empowerment of our lives, and it's absolutely never too late to do that. So we've got about 6 minutes left. We're going to take another 30-second break, and I'll be right back.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com and WithInsights.com, your free online holistic publication and resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders.
We are back live with Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor, at the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. We are highlighting the Women's Fund and women locally in Columbus, Ohio, nationally and internationally today. As we give thanks to our own celebration of independence, so do I offer you an opportunity to give thanks for yours and to make a difference in somebody's life today, even if it's just a thank you or a smile. It doesn't cost anything to be nice, but the pricelessness of it for the other person and the return for yourself is well worth the effort. learning a lot about how to navigate this Blog Talk studio today, which is really what I wanted to take some time to do. We're going to have some big radio guest shows coming up in the future and some really cool programs. Here are a few more of the individuals that help receive, social change for programs for women and girls, received grants in the 2012, and created and generated economic self-sufficiency for women, leadership for women, and life skills for girls throughout Central Ohio. So I just want to, give a couple of those, put them in the chat room, get them on the fan page on Facebook, on Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, and just do my little part to be grateful and honor them. And I'm so looking forward to connecting with them. There are so many great organizations here on this list that I'm so excited to know exist. The first one is CMAA Refugee Services, the Capitol Park Women's Empowerment Project, DOMA International Freedom a la Carte. So the first one, the Capitol Park Women's Empowerment Project, has impacted 380 families living in Capitol Park apartments by empowering and training Somali refugee women to become leaders around the issue of safety in their surrounding neighborhoods. So if you think that all of this is just overseas and just an international problem, I'm here to bust your bubble on that. There's a lot of volatileness that is impacting the community and our nations out there as far as in other countries. And, where are they going to go when things happen? Genocide, murder. It's heartbreaking when you truly step out of your, United States bubble, your air conditioner, your grocery stores, your car, your job, your family, and take an opportunity to learn what's truly going on out there. I know I lived in my happy bubble, and I'm still going to have a happy bubble. I'm just going to be doing something to make other people's bubbles happy. And, it feels like a big, overwhelming responsibility. And then I look at this list of other organizations and women and families and men that are doing great work, and I'm very proud to step in and support that. So that was the Refugee Services. There's also DOMA International, Freedom a la Carte. The social enterprise project provides women exiting the sex trade with workforce development skills through catering and food cart business. Women train for a family-sustained livelihood while Generate Public becomes educated about human sex trafficking. DOMAConnection.org. And, that's a huge issue today. In Columbus, Ohio, I know I've mentioned this on my shows before because I'm working with a friend of mine who is partnered up with Teresa Flores. She wrote the book, The Slave Across the Street. So sex trafficking is not just an international issue, it's also a local issue, and we have an opportunity to do something about it. You can connect to her website at trafficfree.com, TRAFFICKFREE. So, don't hesitate to participate with that. A few more organizations I'd like to mention. One that I was a part of as a kid, the Girl Scouts of Ohio. Wonderful way to empower girls today. Hard-Hatted Women, Leadership Development for Tradeswomen Tools. That one sounds cool. They train to work in underrepresented fields such as energy, utilities, transportation, construction, logistics. Skilled manufacturing, become speakers, mentors, and advocates. That's fabulous. These women then work with employers to increase the number of women working with high-wage earning fields while helping build the pipeline of women coming into different trade lines. So, if you feel like you want to do it, go ahead and do it. There's helplines out there. This is a cute one. These girls were amazing at the event. It's called TGIF, the Year of the Gal, and it stands for Thank Goodness I'm Female. Emphasizes development of healthy female friendships and peer relationships. High school and middle school girls are encouraged to have an open dialogue to help create skill building, youth mentoring. They do art exhibits, social norm campaigns, social networking. It is, again, to dispel the aggressive nature and bullying among girls. Girls can be haters. We are judgmental because we judge ourselves so harshly. And unfortunately, that can impact another young girl's life. It can impact an adult. So, you know, the WIN Global Women's Summit and my mission is to just hold compassion for where people are, learn to sit in as close to a place of non-judgment as possible, and encourage people to their light and their gifts out there. There's also the John Glenn School of Public Affairs for New Leadership in Ohio. It's a week-long residential summer program that addresses the underrepresentedness of women in electoral offices. College students throughout the state have the opportunity to go. It's Glenn School, glennschool.osu.edu. There's also Mental Health America of Licking County. Here's where I went to school, Artemine College, the Women's Leadership Network. I didn't even know. You know, I was a little busy in college and not focused on absolutely anything to do with computers or business or politics, or if it didn't involve my TV or dancing, I did not care. So I've come a long way, baby, and I'm happy to be here. So Artemine University has the Women's Leadership Network. It provides educational networking and transformational leadership opportunities for middle school girls, college students, and community leaders. State a pipeline of support that will increase their upward mobility on a social and economic scale. So I'm definitely reaching out to that, and hopefully my book, The 5 Steps to Abundance, and my, you know, 16 years experience as a business consultant, business owner, and, you know, some other experiences that have made me the woman that I am today can offer inspiration and hope to others out there. We've got a few more minutes, a few more that I'd like to share. The next one on this is the PACT Foundation, the GEM Project, Girl Empowerment Mural. Now, these were beautiful. It helps encourage young women in the Linden community to create and manage community murals. So instead of painting them on the walls, what they did is they painted them on the canvases first and got a feel for the art on that. It's a social change that transforms the perception of girls' roles in the community, redefines their place in Linden, strengthens their community, and provides a unifying voice for women to continue to be agents of change. Agents of change is a huge terminology when you start to grasp what that means and how it's your self-responsibility, but that self-responsibility, again, starts with self. And, you know, again, it's just an awesome, awesome organization. Planned Parenthood of Central Ohio, you know, if we didn't have agencies and organizations to go to, what would we do? I mean, other countries don't have this opportunity, and they're being violated, and they don't have anywhere to go for role models or education or prevention, support, you know, medicine. Ruling Out Our Experiences, Inc. This is a program, ROX, for girls, that redefines what it means to be a girl by offering up alternatives to the media's portrayal of girlhood. That's a good one. How, I mean, look at these teen shows and reality TV and where things are headed. And, yeah, we're addicted to the drama. It's just, you know, it's not helpful, and it's creating a deterioration in, I think, what is truly women's empowerment and so on. So I'm looking forward to learning much more about all of these organizations and hopefully getting representatives on the radio show and in my Examiner column in the Women in Business section. You can go to examiner.com. Look up Heather L. Capia, and you can find my columns and read some of my articles that I've written over the last couple of years. Rwanda Women in Action, Refugee Women Transitional Support Program. This is a cause that I've run into several times in my you know, the festivals, and it was so good to run into Tatiana and her partner at the event this past Friday. They're providing support collaboration with the Children's Hunger Alliance to certify refugee women to become child care providers and start their own cooperative daycares. In the process of becoming certified, the participants get to learn the basics of navigating their way in a new culture with this new knowledge while transforming themselves into community leaders and educating and supporting other women in the community. So programs like these are becoming increasingly necessary as the volatileness of the culture shifts, whether it's locally or nationally or internationally. I wholeheartedly look forward to supporting, creating, and finding more programs to connect people to. And, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm just grateful for, you know, what my journey is going to take. Going to say a few last words about the direction Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show is heading. I'm excited to be part of Global Women's Summit, and I'm really looking forward to learning more from the audience, you listeners, about what you're looking for. So post on Facebook, send me an email, heatherltapia@gmail.com, and let me know what I can do to support you and your goals as either a budding and aspiring business owner, whether you're a woman in business or a man in business. I'm open to supporting and helping you because I want everyone to be an entrepreneur. So, again, happy, happy, happy 4th of July to my Columbus national and international listeners. Blessings and peace. And I'll see you next Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Talk to you then.